Tandreo Perak Yud Zayin and Simen Yud Beis. So we'll get to the parsha, to Matan Taira. Amal b'yam chasinasa b'yam simchas liboy. What does it mean, the day of his chasana, referring to Shlomo HaMelech, the day of what's called simchas liboy? So the Gemara says this is referring to Matan Taira, as does Eliyahu Navi. And he says a little bit different. Kishamlu Yisrael har Sinai l'kabas haTaira. Bnei Yisrael stood on the mountain of Har Sinai to receive Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzayfe Ubavam Mebilvavai. Hashem looked, and He came, and He said in His heart, Kivyachol, Shema LeYakabel Yisrael as Torah Sayleya. Maybe Bnei Yisrael will not receive the Torah. Kederach Shelo Kiblu Aleim HaGoyim, like the Goyim didn't receive it. V'Yischatim Gzardin Aleim V'Yoyvdim Yina Oilem Hazav El Mabo Chas V'Shalom. The world will be destroyed. But afterwards, when they said Nasa V'Nishma and they were makabel Ol Malchus Shamayim with Simcha, Afakadosh Baruch Hu Mimakom Kvod V'Sifato, so to Hashem and His humble abode, His great, beautiful abode, Mishmei Hashamayim, Hal Yoinim Yared Aleim, He came down to us. V'Amar Lahan, He said to them, Hasishkach Isha Ula, can a woman forget her kin? Hashem says, I will never ever forget you. When they were mekabel al malchus shamayim b'simcha, and they said, Kol asher dibar Hashem nasa v'nishma, miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, He told Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that they should make the Mishkan. Da'aro Bnei Yisrael, v'asa de mikdash, v'shachanati b'secha. And then Hashem said, maybe, again in His heart, Shema lo yaviu Bnei Yisrael nidvasam l'fanam, maybe they won't bring me their kesef and their zav, their gold and silver. Maybe they'll say, "Bechi the kesef is zav utzarch." Does Hashem really need our gold and silver? Everything, all the kesef and all the zav belongs to Him, as it says, "Li hakesef li hazav." So why didn't Hashem ask him, "Taka," if it all belongs to Him? Why did He say that He wants it to come from us? Nevertheless, doesn't really answer this question. Hashem, although He wondered kivyachol whether they would do it, they did it. And therefore, He will do, He did for them like we did for Him. And He goes on to say, that what Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael was that He healed them by Matan Torah. That there were many Zavin and Zavos and Nidos and Yoldos. There were people who had Mumim and they were maimed and broken from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from all the Shibud in Mitzrayim. And because Lahiru Acharai, they didn't question Me about what I was giving them. They didn't say anything. They were Tmimei Derech. So Hashem says that because you are Makabel, My Torah B'Tmimus, so I'm going to heal the Jewish people. What I love about this Tana Devei Eliyahu is that it touches up Matan Torah, the whole experience of saying Na'aseh V'Nishma, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim B'Simcha. It's really what it is. We see Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, is like how to tie your shoes in the morning, what you can do, what you can't do on Shabbos. Now, what is halacha? What does it mean that a person has to keep halacha? The underlying theme and principle of halacha is that a Jew is Makabal Ol Malchus Shamayim. Hashem is the king, we're His subjects. Hashem says what to do, and we listen. And to be makabel that besimcha, to accept this servitude besimcha, was such a nachas ruach for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's really what it is. Not to lose sight of the details of what we need to do at every moment, but to recognize the bigger picture that every moment is one of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. And halavai, it should be besimcha. Like we say, ana avda de kucha brichu. When we take out the Sefer Torah, which represents the kesher that Klal Yisrael has with Torah, and we speak about the shevach of Torah, we say, ana avda de kucha brichu, disagnid in kamayim in kavadarai, say that we are Hashem's eved, and we prostrate ourselves and we bow down before Him and His Torah. To recognize that, not just to learn more, but to see that the learning is a demonstration and a reflection of an inner desire to be more of an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have more Kabbalah Samayim. And the tzvimis that Bnei Yisrael had, that they accepted this Om Malchus Shemayim Besimcha, without questioning Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is what brought them the refuahs. This is what brought them the yeshuas. And we're very quick to overlook the importance of the tzmimis, Tamim Tiyam Hashem Elokech, which by the tzaddikim is considered to be like the mitzvah which teaches the whole Torah. To have emuna in Hashem, to have bitachon in Hashem, to trust that everything he does is for the good. And he doesn't overlook anything, and he sees, and he repays, and he cares, and he loves. Like it says in this medrash, that when Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah with love, Hashem says, Hasishkach Isha Ula, I will never ever forget you. It's not possible for me to forget you. Even if a person goes through times in his life where he feels that there's hesed upon him, as if Hashem is not watching, he's always there, he's always watching. He always has been and always will be. And the fact that Bnei Yisrael were healed by Har Sinai, by accepting the Torah B'Simcha, so we go here and we go there, we're looking for skulas and different things which we could do to make this, to make that. But by Matan Torah Bnei Yisrael, they were makabel the Torah B'Simcha and with the Tmimus, and that was all the refuahs came from that. All the Hatzlachas, all the refuahs. To stop for a moment and to say to oneself, I don't question the things which are going on in my life. I know everything is for the good and I don't understand it. And if I could change it or do things differently, I would do it in other ways. The fact that a person stops, he takes it in, he's makabal Malchus Shemayim, he accepts it ba'avah, and he doesn't question the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's a nasav nishma moment that we can have in our lives, which we had when we stood at Har Sinai, because we were all there, or we could replicate that at all times, at any time. And the schus of having Malava Malka, which is all the brachas of Shabbos and bringing them into the week, we should bezeiche to demonstrate this is the quality of David HaMelech, Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, that he was called Melech, he was made Melech, because he accepted Hashem's Malchus more than anybody else. And certainly b'simcha, we should bezeiche, then in David to his Suda and to his Derech, we should bezeiche, that all those who need refuahs and yeshuas, Pagashmas and Ruchas, should bezeiche to that Bekar of Mamish, and to bezeiche to Gudosh Shema, Meshach Medavid himself, Bekar B'minu Amen.
Amen. Amen.